to Life with the Freelancer podcast, your go-to guide for navigating the exciting and challenging world of freelancing. This podcast is brought to you by Times Live. I am your host, Noctula Quilla, and today we're diving into the world of women empowerment events. Not really my favorite thing, but it's not about me. With Women's Month in full swing here in South Africa, there's a wide array of events promising inspiration, connection, and career growth. But as freelancers, our time is precious. Are these events really worth our while? Let's find out. So, first things first, freelancers, networking is everything. And what better place to connect with like-minded women than at an empowerment event? These gatherings are often filled with potential clients, collaborators, mentors, but it's not just about handing out business cards, it's about building genuine relationships. So the first tip that I would give you is to research the attendees. Know who will be there. Prepare your elevator pitch. This is like telling someone about yourself because your business is yourself, and be concise in that. Make sure that you can sell yourself in 2 minutes. You don't want to take people's time. So always be ready to tell someone about your business. Follow up after the event. It's very key to connect with the people that you met on social media or via email. So what I usually do is I connect with the people on LinkedIn on the spot. When I say on the spot, if I'm at like a tech event, for example, and someone sparks my interest, I literally go on my LinkedIn at that moment and connect with them. And I make sure that I get a chance to speak to them before they leave and just hint them that I actually requested to connect, because some people will leave you pending. So make sure that you follow up. Also, via email as well. But you must also be cautious of the fact that, like, for example, if an event is on a Friday and obviously the weekend is for people and their personal time. So the best time to follow up would be on a Monday so that you stay top of the mind. If you drag it for too long, it becomes a bit of a disadvantage for yourself because you want to be remembered and people are busy. People come across many people every single day. So, yeah. According to a study by LinkedIn, 85% of all jobs are filled through networking, highlighting the immense value of building strong professional connections is every single thing. Most doors that I have entered or most opportunities that I have gotten, it has been through networking. It really is your bread and butter. You really need to snap out of it if you are afraid. You have to be able to network. You also need to look at learning opportunities. So while networking is crucial, let's not forget about personal and professional development. Many empowerment events offer workshops, panels, and keynote speeches that can equip you with new skills and knowledge. So you have to choose events that align with your career goals. Don't waste time on topics that aren't relevant to you. We all have different career goals. If you don't know your career goals, you need to establish them. So you can't be going to every event. You need to figure out which one works for you and which one doesn't work for you. And when you are there, you have to take notes. The nuggets that hit you, take notes. You don't have to walk around with a notebook, but you have a notes application on your phone. It's easy to get caught up in the moment, but jotting down key points will help you remember what you learned. And implement what you learn. It's not just about keeping them on your phone. Implement it. Knowledge is power only when applied. Where you are now is not your final destination, and we come across people for various reasons, and one of the reasons is for us to learn. But in us learning, when we don't apply the knowledge, it becomes pointless. So make sure that the knowledge that you grasp there works for you. So time management and return on investment. As freelancers, we know the value of time. How do you decide which events are worth attending? A mistake that I made in my career when I was starting off was going to every single event. Well, not every single event, but events that actually didn't speak to me and what I'm trying to achieve. And I had to go back to my drawing board and sit down and be like, girl, you're wasting your time. You know, so you need to be wary. Do not find yourself in every single event. Go to events that speak to you and what you're about. You have to calculate the cost. Consider not just the ticket price, but also the time spent traveling, preparing, and following up. Time is money. Set clear goals. What do you hope to achieve by attending this event? You have to be clear on that. Evaluate the return on investment. Did you make valuable connections? Did you learn something new? Did you land new clients? You don't always land new clients on the spot. It's actually quite rare, But did you learn something new? Did you make valuable connections? So back to what I was speaking about issuing business cards, it's not just about that. You have to have a conversation with the person and then you give them the business card, because there's pretty much events every day. And each and every one of us that go to these events have a pile of business cards. There's some people that you look at and you're just like, oh, what was their story? So you have to be memorable. Also, according to the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, women now make up approximately 42% of all entrepreneurs worldwide, showing the incredible growth of female entrepreneurship, which is quite empowering. But at that, you need to beware of scams. There's a lot of scams, and that's why I'm not a fan of women empowerment events. So not all events are created equal. Some women empowerment events might not deliver on their promises or could be outright scams. Here's what to look out for. Check the credibility of the organizers. Look for reviews or feedback from past attendees. It can be a bit tricky when a person is hosting an event for the first time, but I think association matters. Also, there are times when people that are in the public eye, they piggyback on that, and they sort of like host like sort of like scammy events. So when I say scammy, it's beneficial to them, not entirely to you. So you must be cautious of events that require hefty upfront fees without offering clear value. You need to trust your instincts. All in all, just trust your instincts. If something feels off, it is probably off. Women empowerment events can be a total game changer for freelancers. Focus on networking, learning, and making the most of your time. Remember, it's not about attending every single one. Choose wisely and make those events work for you. Thanks for tuning into Life as a Freelancer podcast. We are available on Ayona FM, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe for more insights. If you're feeling anxious about networking, remember, every connection starts with a simple conversation. And humans are humans, hey? We all have things that we are insecure about. We all have things that we are proud of. But always remember that irrespective of status, race, gender, humans are humans. So just a simple conversation. Every human being is able to have a simple conversation. So just always remember that. Do not be intimidated. Stay empowered. Keep hustling. And remember, you're a total boss. You are so lost. Ciao, ciao. Ooh.